But I truly believe that speaking is 10% talent and 90% tools. 10% talent and 90% tools. If you get the right tools, you can do whatever you want with the art of public speaking. I'm the least likely person to have won the world championship. Because when I was 10 years old, something very disturbing happened to me for a 10-year-old. I was walking in the Columbia Mall where I lived. He's looking at me like, you lived in the mall? You don't have to take that down. Don't worry. No, I was just walking there. and I ran into a father of one of my friends. I'll call him Mr. H. And Mr. H, this is a man I admired in life, like another father figure to me, right? So he came walking up to me. I'm 10 years old by myself in the mall. He looked at me and said, hey, little Craigie, how you doing? And I told him. He said, what's going on in your life? And I told him. But he kept looking at me really strange. And then finally, he looked down at me and said that I had a lisp. You know what a lisp is? Yeah. A speech impediment? Here are his exact words he said to me. He said, Craigie, don't talk anymore. Because every time you open your mouth, you remind me of Daffy Duck. Oh. What does that do to a 10-year-old kid? My confidence, my esteem, everything plummeted. And for the next 4 or 5 years, you could not get a word out of me. In fact, the popular motivational speaker Les Brown says, when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. And I didn't want people making fun of me. But thankfully, about 4 or 5 years later, when I finally did face reality and I started doing these tools, some of the tools that you'll pick up tomorrow, I turned myself in. And now I can stand before you as the 1999 world champion of public speaking. And that's not even the best part. Here's the best part, and I promise you this. The same people who kicked you when you were down will pat you on your back as you move forward because you persevered. And the case in point is October 1999, 2 months after winning the world championship of public speaking, I was going to go where I work out, and I was in the parking lot, and I was about to go into the building, and I overheard this familiar raspy voice coming towards me. And I couldn't believe that 18 years after our incident in the mall, I was coming face to face with an older Mr. H. Hadn't seen him in a while. And my heart's pumping because, you know, he still has his hold on me. And so he came walking up and he looked at me. I'll never forget it. He said, hey, Craig, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. How are you? As clearly as I could. And he looked at me with those same strange eyes and he said, I read your articles. I saw you in the newspaper. Man, it is wonderful what you've been able to accomplish. He said, but Craig, that one article, I can't believe that at the tender age of 10, some man would have the nerve to call you Daffy Duck. I said, Mr. H, I don't quite know how to tell you this, but it was you. He said, it was me. I said, yeah, you don't even remember. He said, no, Craig, but I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You ever had 18 years of anger built up inside of you? And all of it started to go towards my eyes, but I couldn't cry, but I couldn't hold back my mouth. And I said, Mr. H, don't apologize. I would not be the world champion. I would not be the speaker. I would not even be the man I am today if you hadn't stopped and confronted me and made me face reality. I said, Mr. H, thank you. Thank you. But as far as you not even remembering what you did to me? I think that's despicable. Thank you, God. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.